Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we look at what you can watch this week. And this week we are staying on the little screen with me, Kat Cullen, and Susie Lyon, who has got the best things to watch this week on our small screens. Susie, are you afraid of the dark?
G'day, Kat. You know what? I am a little afraid of the dark. And so this new movie that's coming out on Netflix, I am going to watch because it might help me get over my fears. This one is called Orion and the Dark, and it's a new animation fantasy comedy film, and it's for the whole family. It's based on a book of the same name. DreamWorks Animation, who did Shrek, and Netflix collaborated to bring us this story about fears and deciding to face them. So Orion is just your average school kid. He's shy and unassuming, and he has a secret crush. But underneath it all, he is a ball of anxiety, completely consumed by his irrational fears of just about everything. Bees, dogs, clowns, the ocean, but most of all, he's scared of the dark. So when the dark arrives one night to show Orion there is no reason to be afraid of him, the two go on a roller coaster ride around the world to prove there is nothing to be afraid of. But will Orion stop letting fear control his life and finally embrace the joy of living?
Oh, this sounds very cute. Let's have a quick listen of a snippet of Orion and the Dark.
Ta-da!
What are you?
Isn't that obvious? The room's dark. It's dark out. Hello, I'm Dark. Of all the kids who are terrified, you are by far the loudest, the most obnoxious, and frankly, you're on a whole different level.
You're keeping a list?
Yes, I'm keeping a list. You know how many kids are afraid of me? You come watch me do my job for one night, and you'll finally see that I'm nothing to be afraid of. Are you in or are you in?
I'm...
Once again, let me reiterate, it is an animation. There's an interesting team behind this one. As you mentioned, DreamWorks and Netflix, but also some of the individuals are unexpected.
Yeah, definitely. Weirdly, this story is adapted by Charlie Kaufman, who isn't really known for children's stories. He has a long list of movies that are more on the odd side. I'm thinking of Ending Things, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Being John Malkovich. That's just a few of his movies. What is a reoccurring theme is a dry, often dark humor that is present in all of his works. So while this one is for the kids, I have no doubt there will be something for the adults in this new movie too.
The voices as well are strangely familiar, but I can't put my finger on them.
I thought the exact same thing, Kat, and so I was very intrigued when I looked up who they are. This has a great cast. You might not instantly recognize the names, but you'll probably know their faces. So Orion is voiced by Jacob Tremblay, who won all the awards for Room. That was a movie about a woman who is kidnapped and has a child in captivity. He was also outstanding in a movie with Julia Roberts called Wonder. It's a really, really great coming of age story. And this isn't his first animation. He was the lead in Disney's Luca a few years ago. And then the Dark is voiced by an excellent actor named Paul Walter Hauser, who you might recognize from Richard Jewell. That was a film that came out a few years ago about the man falsely accused of planting a bomb at the Atlanta Olympics. He was thoroughly creepy in Blackbird recently on Apple TV. He's a really great actor.
I saw as well that he took home the Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Limited Series or Movie at the 75th Annual Emmy Awards a couple of weeks ago for his role in Blackbird 2. So, okay, fair enough. Definitely a voice that we'll probably hear a lot more of coming up. That one is Orion and the Dark. It is available on Netflix now. Staying with the small screen, Susie, don't know if you know this about me, but I love a heist movie. I just think it has everything. Like, it's got the action, typically characters with a flaw, some intriguing dynamics. You can throw in some kind of love entanglement if you want to, but you definitely need cool gadgets and a well-orchestrated plan. So with that said, the next thing we're looking at is actually not a heist movie. It's history's greatest heists, a documentary.
That's correct. I did not know that about you, Kat, so I'm definitely going to keep my eye out for heist movies from now on.
Please.
Just for you. This one is History's Greatest Heist with Pierce Brosnan. So nothing like a former James Bond to tell us about the world's greatest heists, right? This series has 8 episodes. Each uncovers the planning, daring execution of that plan, and the ultimate consequences of some of the most sophisticated heists in history. And it's hosted by Pierce Brosnan.
If you are curious, well, it's time to have a little listen to a snippet from the trailer of History's Greatest Heist with Pierce Brosnan.
On this roof, the only thing between a heist crew and President Nixon's campaign cash is a whole lot of dynamite. In this vault, a crew is attempting the largest cash robbery in the United States. And here, a five-man team has just disabled thermal cameras with hairspray. Daring risk, dramatic payoff. You can't make this stuff up.
I wasn't planning on disabling any thermal cameras, but I feel like I've just learned something should I one day need to.
Absolutely.
Hairspray. Hairspray, Susie.
There we go. You never know what you're going to learn from a heist documentary. And this one covers the Boston Art Museum heist to bank robberies in California. There's a diamond heist in there in Antwerp, as well as tunneling into a Lloyds Bank in London. It literally covers them all. And it is available exclusively on Sky Show, and you can watch it now.
History's Greatest Heist with Pierce Brosnan, as you say, on Sky Show. If anyone would like a 7-day free trial of Sky Show, you can jump onto our website with all the links, worldradio.ch/bigscreen/littlescreen. And we also took a little look at Orion and the Dark, which is out now on Netflix. A couple of things from the little screen to keep you entertained this week. Susie, thank you so much for finding some more great things to watch.
You are welcome, Kat. Enjoy the small screen this week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch